Hi, my name is Erdre Akman, and I was born in Istanbul, Turkey, and I would like to tell you a Turkish masal, a tale I learned from my grandmother, the story of Dilber, the beautiful one. And this is how she began. Once there was, and once there wasn't. The camel was the town crier, and the flea was the town barber. In those days, you would walk for 40 days and for 40 nights, and you could only advance the length of 40 grains. And the children rocked the cradles of their fathers, tıngır mıngır, tıngır mıngır, tıngır mıngır. Once, a poor woman came to the public bathhouse and gave birth to a baby girl. And at that moment, the walls of the public bathhouse burst apart and three dervishes appeared. The first dervish approached. What a beautiful baby girl. I will name her Dilber, the beautiful one. But remember, beauty will not always bring happiness. She will be known as Muradına nail olamayan Dilber, which meant Dilber, the beautiful one, whose wish will never be fulfilled. The second dervish approached the girl and placed a talisman on her arm. He said, "This talisman will protect her and give her life. But take care, she must always keep it with her, for if she loses it, she will die." Then the third dervish stepped forward. "Well, brothers, if this beautiful girl cries, she will cry pearls. But when she smiles, roses will bloom from her cheeks." And it was all true. Dilber did grow up to be a beautiful girl, and she cried pearls, and roses bloomed from her cheeks, and her fame spread throughout the country. One day, three messengers on dark black horses appeared in Dilber's mother's garden. In full armor, one of them approached and said, "Woman, our young sultan knows that Dilber is beautiful. Our young sultan knows that she cries pearls. Our young sultan knows that roses bloom from her cheeks. And our young sultan wants to marry her." Dilber's mother accepted this offer and rushed to Dilber's teacher. And she said, "Oh, teacher, I have just accepted an offer from the young sultan to marry my Dilber, but I'm a very unlearned woman. Could you take her to the palace and present her to the sultan?" The teacher readily agreed because she had an evil plan. She wanted to present her own daughter instead of Dilber. The three women started their voyage towards the sultan's palace. It was a long and hard voyage. Dilber got very thirsty, and she said, "Oh, teacher, I am very thirsty." And the teacher said, "Well, Dilber, I only have enough water for myself and for my daughter." And Dilber said, "Oh, teacher, I am very, very thirsty." "Well," she said, "I could give you some, but give me your eye." And she did. And a little later on, she got thirsty again. And she said, "Oh, teacher, I am very, very, very thirsty. Can I have some water?" The evil teacher gave her some more water, but she took the other eye. And then they left Dilber to die under a tree and proceeded on their trip to the sultan's palace. Now Dilber was lost and blind. She was cold and hungry. As it happens, an old man returning from a pilgrimage, found Dilber. He took pity in this beautiful girl and took her to his house. Dilber stayed with the old man, and the old man liked Dilber, and they had sad days with sad memories. But one day, she was happy again, and roses blossomed from her cheeks, and the old man has never seen anything like this before, and he said, "I have never seen anything like this before." And Dilber said, "Oh, uncle, there is a reason for this. I want you to take these two roses and sell them in front of the Sultan's palace. When they ask you for how much they are, you tell them, 1 rose for 1 eye, 2 roses for 2 eyes. They will understand." The old man took the roses and went to the palace. As he appeared, the teacher's daughter noticed these big, beautiful, fragrant red roses. They could have only come from Dilber's cheeks. And she said, oh, mother, let's buy them. We can present it to the Sultan, and we can tell him that they came from my own cheeks." And the teacher asked, "How much are they?" And the old man said, 1 rose for 1 eye, and 2 roses for 2 eyes." The teacher gave the eyes and grabbed the roses. The old man returned to his house, returned the eyes to Dilber, and all was well. That evening, the young Sultan came back from a royal hunt. They presented the roses to him. He looked, and he took a smell, and he fainted. At that very moment, Dilber got pregnant. The roses stayed fresh for days on end. They were magnificent roses. But the teacher and the daughter now know that they had to find Dilber, steal her talisman, and now finally get rid of her. They found the most cunning spies in the palace. They sent them to all 4 corners of the city. And once one of them located Dilber, he gained acceptance to the old man's house as a pilgrim. And while Dilber was sleeping, removed the talisman, and Dilber was dead. The old man was sad. He did build a big mausoleum on a mountaintop. A mausoleum with a silver threshold and a golden gate. Months passed by. The young Sultan didn't have a son. He took to royal hunts more and more. In one of these hunts, he went far from the palace, and he did hear the strange voice. "Muradına nail olamayan Dilber. Dilber, the beautiful one whose wish will never be fulfilled." And he followed it and found himself in front of the mausoleum. He got curious. He crossed the silver threshold. He opened the golden gate. And he found a baby boy sleeping on his mother's lifeless body and sucking Dilber's finger. The young Sultan loved this boy, and he took him to the palace. He summoned his wife and his mother-in-law, and he said, "I love this boy. Take him, and take good care of him." And they did. For some time, they entertained the boy to make the young Sultan happy. And one day, they opened a box of trinkets where they kept Dilber's talisman. The boy grabbed it and didn't want to give it away. As they tried to take it away, he started crying, and he cried and he cried and he cried and cried. And eventually Sultan came to the harem with anger, and he said, "You're not taking good care of my boy. Give him to me. I will take him to the royal hunt." And they left the palace. And as they went through the hunt, the Sultan heard the strange voice again. "Muradına nail olamayan Dilber. Dilber, the beautiful one whose wish will never be fulfilled." And he was in front of the mausoleum again. He crossed the silver threshold. He opened the golden gate. And the young boy approached the lifeless body of Dilber and put the talisman on her arm, and she came back to life. And when, for the first time, she saw her son, tears of joy fell from her eyes in pearls, and she smiled, and roses bloomed from her cheeks. This was the true Dilber. This time, the Sultan returned to the palace, not only with the boy, but with Dilber. He summoned his wife and his mother-in-law, and he said, "What are you going to do now? Do you prefer to be mutilated with 40 swords, or do you want 40 mules?" They said, "Well, give us the 40 mules. We would leave the palace immediately." And they did. And this was time for merriment. And Sultan and Dilber, they had a wedding that lasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and they lived happily ever after.